Hey everyone, it's Tara. I am like so excited. I've cried twice today and I've jumped up and down screaming like three different times. And I even went to Dollar Tree and I bought 25 balloons and I scattered them around the entrance way when you come in, so that when the girls come in and Bryce comes in, they will see the balloons. And I am just so pumped up because I'm going to be announcing something for the podcast on Friday. But the reason why I'm not announcing it right now is because I want to be able to like enjoy it with the kids first, and that kind of brings me to what I'm going to talk about, and that'd be balance. And balance is something that I super duper duper struggle with. I actually just had to apologize to the kids yesterday because of this. When I'm not balanced, you can tell because the kids are off balance also. And I've been having a really hard time with them. Like every interaction that I've been having with my children has been like negative, or they've been like extra whiny or cranky. And you would think that that's normal, but like it's not, especially when we've been having such good time together and such good communication. So for that to all of a sudden be different, that was a little bit weird for me. So I have been trying to kind of figure out why that's happening. I've come to realize that the reason why it was happening was because I have been off balanced. When I'm off balance, I'm the main person in the house. Like I'm the main energy in the house. I'm the mom. So when my energy is off, it affects them, and then their energy's off because I'm the one that holds it together for them. I hold space for them, and I make it so that we can have the conversations the way that we're supposed to have them. So if I'm extra grumpy, or if I'm not, in my right mind, if I'm extra tired, if I'm extra emotional, then all these things are going to play a part when I'm communicating with the children. And then they're also going to mirror that back to me, and they're not going to be communicating in a clear way either. So that's kind of what's been going on in the past, I'd say probably 2 weeks. And when I was drinking, I would notice that we didn't have any clean towels. And that kind of told me that, hey, you've probably been drinking a little bit too much and you need to do some laundry, because we have so much laundry. And that was kind of an indicator to me that I had to get my poop together a little bit and figure it out. So it kind of kept me balanced a little bit. And so I went around to all my whiteboards in my house and I wrote, "Do you have towels?" with a question mark. And that's an indicator to me, if I don't have towels, that maybe I'm not balancing my duties in my home and my time with my children with my work. And that's exactly what's been happening. I've been working more and being in here doing the podcast and stuff for the podcast. And so you don't want your job or something that you're doing to be a negative impact on your family. And where I'm not being balanced, now I'm putting more effort into my work and I'm having a hard time communicating with my children. So it makes it like this is a negative experience for them. And it would, nice loud Jeep just drove by. And it would turn this kind of into a trauma. And I don't want to do that. Like that defeats the purpose of this. Like the point of me doing all of this is to help people. But if I have to help, I mean, if I have to, put my own kids' happiness at risk to do so, then what's the point? So I really, really, really need to stay balanced, and it's really important for me. So I have been wearing certain stones, and I have been meditating, and I have been lighting certain incense. Allie and I did a cute little intentional thing yesterday. We wrote down some things that we really want to work on, or things that we want to be able to come to us for us to be able to manifest. And then we put them in a lemon and we buried the lemon. And you're planting seeds. And so we planted those seeds and now they will sprout. And so doing things like that and bringing my kids into this experience with me is very important also. So that's why I'm like super duper duper excited to announce something that I'm going to be doing, a project that we're going to be launching. And so I want to say it so bad, and I want to like put it on Facebook and everything, but in order for this to be, a good experience for my kids also, I think that they deserve to enjoy it for a little bit. And my daughters, and Bryce, well, mostly my daughters, they really, really, really love helping people. And Bryce is like super proud. And he, I think that, you know, he's proud of all of this and he loves it and he's so supportive. So they're going to be excited to be able to give back. And I want them to enjoy the news that I'm going to tell them for a little bit and them to kind of maybe help me tell you also, because I think that's important. I want them to be a part of this. I want this to be a positive experience for every single person involved. And the way that I'm going to do that is by bringing them in. And like, so balancing is super hard. Anytime that you're off balanced, it has the opportunity to be a trauma for like your children, or I wouldn't say like a trauma for people around you, other adults, but it will affect your relationships, right? Because if you're off balance, that means that you're not able to give what you need to the people around you at the time that they may need it. And that could be, you know, traumatizing to a relationship that you have with your children or a family member or your significant other, any of those people. It could be hurtful not to be there for them when they need you. So being balanced is literally so important. And if you're not, then it's pretty much like a good way to describe it would be you're kind of like a ping pong ball. And what that looks like is it looks like you're just going through your day and you're having high highs and low lows where it's like, oh my God, you know, I got a flat tire, and because I got a flat tire, I was late for my appointment and they wouldn't see me. And then I was grumpy. And then, oh my God, Karen's having a baby. Yay. It's like these really extreme moments that you're having. And you're just kind of like ping ponging back and forth to all these different moments. And what we need to be able to do is, what I need to be able to do is I need to be able to stop and breathe and center myself and figure out what's happening and why it's happening. Once you're able to stop, pause, and reflect, then you're able to set up a game plan. And like, honestly, the most important things are awareness and accountability. Like, you have to be able to be aware of what you're doing and why you're doing it, and you have to hold yourself accountable. And that's not always easy to look at yourself and realize that you might be the problem. Well, you honestly, you are the problem. We're our own problems. And I know that's hard to hear, but we have the choice and we have choices. So looking in the mirror and realizing that, you know, this is what I did. I said, my children are off and I don't even want to be around them, to be honest with you. And like, instead of blaming them for it, I looked at myself and I was like, well, I have not been paying attention as much. I have not been having these really good conversations as much. I've been working more. So I think that they're just trying to get my attention, and I'm the adult, and it's my job to be able to teach them. They don't just know these things, and I have to be emotionally intelligent and hold space for them. And I have to be balanced so that I can do that for them. And it's not always easy because, I mean, clearly I was just not paying attention. And, you know, I'm only human, just like you're human, and we're all going to be making these mistakes, and sometimes we'll be too into work. It's not trying to make it that it never happens, because it will pretty much always happen, but it's being aware of it and being able to snap back. Like, so it's been about a week, I'd say, maybe a week and a half, where I've been really into work. Like, that's awesome that it only took a week and a half for me to be like, whoa, wait a minute. I need to take a little step back from this, and I need to make sure that I'm being even, because that means everything. If I'm not even at home, then that'd be me preaching, you know, peace, love, and happiness, and then coming home and screaming at my kids. Like, that doesn't make sense. I need to be who I am genuinely all across the board. And so it's important to me. And then the things that I'm talking about with you, I'm not scheduling them. And I mean, I have a list of stuff I'd love to talk about, but I'm kind of just going off of what's happening in my life. And the reason for that is because as I'm working on things myself, so I'm working on balance, right? So I'm wearing stones that help balance me, and I am lighting incense that help balance me, and I'm doing certain things that will help balance me. And so as I'm doing these things, it's all in my energy. It's in my aura. And as I'm talking to you and I'm talking about balance and the fact that I've been working on my balance, I can then push my energy out into this podcast to you. And you can, I mean, I'm sure you don't like feel tingling in your arms or anything like that, but I hope not, Jesus. But what I'm saying is that I'm pushing out this energy to you. And it does matter. And, you know, I don't, maybe you don't believe that. I'm not exactly sure, but I do believe it. And so I'm being very intentional about it. I think that the first step in getting on balance, it would be, I have poster board all around my house. Not as much now. I upgraded to whiteboards because I got a little bit smarter. I was like, actually, I didn't even think about it. Someone else said it to me and I said, you're so smart. That's so right. So I have whiteboards. Start by finding a couple goals. Like I had written some down. Try to figure out some of your flaws in your thinking. So it could be you want to have more meaningful conversations. You want to be more positive. You want to avoid victim mentality. Find something that you can work on. Maybe I would start with like two things. Find something that you can work on and write it down and make sure that you are putting it somewhere that you're walking by often. Like I started in my room. And so I was walking by my poster board, obviously, multiple times a day. And even if I wasn't really looking at it, I was subconsciously looking at it. And things were just literally coming off of my board. And as I was working on those things, I started to notice more things aligning for me. And I started noticing more connections. And it is literally addicting. Self-growth is addicting because you start to see the benefits from it, like almost immediately. The second that you work on one thing, like obviously anytime you do something for yourself, like it feels good. So this is like the gift that keeps on giving, and you'll be able to start crossing stuff off your list and you'll feel how good it feels and you'll want to keep going. And then you can keep listening to my podcast and we can work on things together, you know? But yeah, I am super happy to, you know, share this experience with the girls and Bryce first. And then I can't wait until Friday and I will let you guys know exactly what I'm thinking and what's going on. And I'm going to probably post a video of it. So make sure that you find me on Facebook, Elevated Learning Experience Podcast. And you can like my page and you can follow me. And then when I'm posting things, you'll be able to see it easier. And that's just kind of where everything's going to end up, I think. Probably, maybe. I'm definitely, like I said in my other podcast, I'm not very technological, if that's even a word. So yeah, I hope you guys are all having an amazing day and I will talk to you on my next time my mind gets blown for something that I'm doing. Bye guys.